Johnson and John Shimkus voted against the bill. Ray LaHood of Peoria and Democrat Phil Hare voted yes. The vote was 6-3 against the bailout bill among House members in Indiana. Republican Steve Buyer of Monticello voted against the measure. Democrat Brad Ellsworth of Evansville voted for it. A University of Illinois economics professor says he believes the Wall Street bailout bill will eventually get through the House. Daniel McMillan says after the House defeated the bailout today, there is one looming question.
How much of this vote by the House was actually a sort of political posturing where no one wanted to be caught voting yes for the bill? I have a feeling that as the stock markets really fall, there may be a response to it where they come back and say, yes, this is something that really is needed, and then come back with some sort of compromise bill that ends up being passed.
The Dow Jones plummeted 777 points after the bailout bill failed in the House today. McMillan says it's needed to get the cash flow between banks going. He says at the moment it appears that banks have stopped lending money to each other. McMillan says the government needs to reassure the markets because if people start pulling their money out of banks and financial markets, the money supply could collapse. And he says that would be similar to events that caused the Great Depression. The bishop of the Diocese of Belleville will appeal the lower court ruling in a sex abuse case. Late last month, the St. Clair County jury found the diocese had concealed sex abuse allegations against the Reverend Raymond Kaunacki and moved him from parish to parish. The jury ordered the diocese pay the victim, James Wisniewski, now of Champaign, $5 million. In a letter that Bishop Edward Braxton sent to all diocesan priests to be read at Mass over the weekend, the bishop said complying with the ruling would strain diocesan resources and limit the ability to meet the needs of the parishes and schools. Barbara Doris, with the victims' advocacy group SNAP, says the diocese should own up to its responsibility.
The interesting part of this is no one is denying the Kaunacki sexually abused children. No one is denying that they knew it and did nothing. They're fighting on legal technicalities.
In the letter, Braxton reiterated he'll work to prevent future acts of abuse and offer counseling and assistance to those who were abused in the past. A newspaper reports teachers in Indiana who get in trouble with the law don't necessarily risk their teaching licenses. That's because the state system of reporting and background checks lags those in other states. Unlike other states, the Indianapolis Star says Indiana doesn't require schools and police to report most teacher misconduct to state education officials. Instead, prosecutors and school superintendents are required to report only if teachers are convicted of certain felonies, such as kidnapping or sex crimes against children. The Department of Education conducts criminal background checks within Indiana and checks newspaper clippings for educators who have been arrested. But the Star found other states do much more, including FBI national background checks and requiring police to report teachers' arrests to state education officials. Bar owners in the area of Wrigley Field have been meeting with Chicago officials today to discuss a possible ban on the sale of alcohol during Cubs games from the seventh inning stretch through the end of the game. Authorities in the Office of Emergency Management and Communications came up with a proposal. Supporters say it'll lessen chances of public disturbances, but bar owners counter that any such ban will harm their business. Alcohol vendors inside the ballpark already are banned from selling after the seventh inning stretch. An emergency management spokeswoman says she can't discuss the details of today's meeting. The alderman for the Wrigley Field area, Tom Tunney, has said the proposal needs tweaking. His office says he's also attending that meeting today. Our next report is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering a wide selection of guaranteed, hand-knotted, oriental, and Persian rugs. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. 1402 South Neal in Champaign.
It's 434. Mike Sola has our weather.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's 68 degrees on Friends Plaza. Willard Airport at the top of the hour was 69 degrees. A cloudy sky overhead and a wind out of the northwest at 15 miles per hour. There are some scattered showers across central and even in through northern Illinois, but the stuff in northern Illinois is really dying down. There may be a few sprinkles left in the corridor between Rockford and Chicago and down in through the western suburbs, but the heaviest of the precipitation to the north has moved out over Lake Michigan. Now, still a few cells across northern Indiana that are producing some lightning in LaPorte and St. Joseph County right along the Michigan-Indiana state line. Those storms pushing to the east and across central Illinois. Scattered showers stretch all the way from the Mississippi River towards the Indiana-Illinois state line around the Paris area. And most of that activity, light to moderate rainfall. A couple cells may be producing some heavier rain, but only a couple of lightning strikes detected in the southern and central portions of Illinois in the last couple hours. We have a warm front that actually swung through, is moving through Indiana right now, and then a little weak cold front pushing through central Illinois, and a more vigorous cold front is moving along the Mississippi River, so we will see some changes in our weather. Obviously, a big change today with the mostly cloudy sky, and that'll continue tonight with a few passing showers or a thunderstorm this evening. Clearing overnight, the low down to 50. Clouds and sunshine, breezy and cooler tomorrow, the high in Champaign-Urbana, 62 degrees. Then partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 44. Partly sunny on Wednesday, the high 62, and a high of 68 under a mostly sunny sky on Thursday.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. As the debate over the financial bailout has dominated Congress and the presidential race, the rallying cry has been Main Street, as in, we need to be looking out for Main Street, not Wall Street. And there have been scary predictions from political leaders, from the president on down, about what could happen on Main Street if the bailout doesn't ultimately go through and fast. So let's check in now with some business owners about what Wall Street's troubles have meant to them. First, car sales.